GS.
How are you, Mark?
Very good.
That's
yes,
good. I'm fine. Where are you from, Mark?
I'm from Redondo Beach.
And what do you do?
I'm a police officer there.
Oh, I'm used to that. You know, you just be frisked and all that kind of stuff. Am I okay? I don't have any warrants or anything?
You look okay to me.
Okay, that's all that counts, Mark. That's all that matters. How are the whammies? They have any warrants for them?
We have a saying, the only good whammy is a dead whammy.
All right, Mark, I like your style. You ready? President answer three spins, multiple choice answer one spin. Here it is. Here's a happy hour question. To the nearest 10, on the average, a woman in a singles bar will be approached by a man every how many minutes? Christina?
30.
Is it 30, 10, or 20, Janice?
10.
10. What do you think, Mark?
I'll say 10 also.
Ladies, when in a singles bar, figure on being approached about once every 20 minutes. Yeah. No spins. I usually wait about 22 minutes and I go back and approach the same girl over and over and over. I get the same answer over and over. In any event, here we go. If you're on a diet, according to Good Housekeeping, what's a good low-cal substitute for the ricotta cheese in lasagna? Christina.
Cottage cheese.
Is it cottage cheese, yogurt, or buttermilk, Janice?
Cottage cheese.
What do you think it is, Mark?
I'll say cottage cheese.
Good Housekeeping suggests substituting cottage cheese for ricotta. Christina gets 3, Janice a spin, Mark a spin. Very good. Next one. According to a recent survey, what do Americans name as the worst day of the week? Christina.
Monday.
Is it Monday, Sunday, or Wednesday? Janice?
Monday.
What do you think, Mark?
Monday.
Yeah, most of us say our worst day of the week is Monday, except on Pressure Luck. 6 to Christina, Janice to 2, Mark to 2. Because this Monday is Pressure Luck home game, right? So it's got to be a great day. In any event, last question. The National Health Foundation tells us this. After suffering a cold, how many days should a person wait before kissing someone? Mark?
3.
Is it 3, 6, or 8 days, Christina?
Would you repeat the question, please?
Sure. National Health Foundation tells us, after suffering a cold, how many days should a person wait before kissing someone? 3, 6, or 8 days?
I'll say 6, Peter.
6. What do you think, Janice?
I'll say 8 days.
Okay. After a cold, there's no fair kissing for 6 days. And Christina goes to 7, Janice to 2, Mark stays at 2, and you're going to be buying for some big bucks to stay there. We'll be back after this right in a moment. Or 2, 3, 4, 5. Big bucks up there, as you know, prizes and goodies, some whammies. There's even goodies up there like Add-A-One, which means if you had $100 and you got Add-A-One, you'd all of a sudden have $1,000. Not too shabby, right? Also, some great trips, and the illustrious one, Rod Roddy, is going to tell us about one in particular. Rod?
Peter, this is a trip I'd like to take. A dream could come true for somebody on today's show. Children of all ages will love 6 days in Florida's Magic Kingdom, Disney World, experiencing all the thrills and excitement of Walt Disney's wonderful world right in Florida. A trip worth over $1,500.
All right. Sounds like an e-coupon to me. What you want to do is win this round so you get the bucks and play last in the final round. You can pass your remaining spins, and you know what happens with 4 whammies, right? Fewest spins first tie, Janice and Mark. To my left is Janice. You're first with 2 spins.
Okay.
Let's get some bucks.
Come on, big bucks. Come on, big bucks and a spin. Come on, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at 550. One spin Woo! Left, and you are in first place, Janice.
Big bucks, come on, no whammies, whammies, stay away, stop!
Stop, no whammies.
Now appearing in the center ring, the great Whamini!
Guys, no!
Oh, well, Janice, no dollars, only 1 whammy, game's far from over. Let's see what Mark can do with 2 spins.
Hey, Peter, I'm ready for a trip here, a big trip. Disney World or Puerto Vallarta, let's go one or the other and stop!
Stop and go back 2 spaces to $1,500.
Yeah.
First place for you, Mark, and you have 1 spin left.
Okay, I'm going to press my luck, Peter. Let's go for that trip. I want to see a trip, show me a trip, and stop!
Oh, whammy.
We got your cheese, pepperoni, tomato, stop!
Wow, it's contagious. Same thing happened to you, happened to Janice. Now we're going to go to Christina and see if she can fight off the whammy seven spins.
Whammy, stay away, please. I need big bucks. Come on, baby. Let's do it. Now.
Stop at 750. You are now in first place. Six spins, Christina.
I'm one for Peter. Big bucks. I need mega bucks. Stop.
Stop at 300 and a spin. That's 1,050. Six spins.
All right.
Do it again.
I need big bucks. Let's go for it. Disney World. I mean, I want to see Mickey. Mickey, baby. Stop.
Stop at $600. Yes. 1,650. Five spins. Press or pass.
I'm going for it.
Okay. Here we go.
All right, come on, big bucks, give it to me. Come on, big bucks, no whammies, please stay away and stop!
Stop at no whammies. All right, Christine, it's also happened to you, but you have an advantage because you have four spins left.
I'm going for it, Peter.
All right, here we go.
Come on, big bucks, no whammies, stay away, please stop!
Stop at $300, you're back in first place with three spins.
All
press
right.
Or pass.
Man, 1,500. I could use you right about now. And stop.
Stop at 650. You're at 950. Two spins, first place. Press
I'm
or pass.
I'm going for it.
All right.
Come on, big bucks. Big bucks. I need money, money. Stop.
Stop at 350. Just avoided the whammy. You all have $1,300, Christine, and you have one spin left. What do you want to do with it? Janice or Mark? Janice or Mark?
Let's see. Either or. Mark.
Mark, right? It's yours, Mark. One spin. Here we go.
All right, let's go now.
Let's see what happens.
No more whammies. We've already got one whammy. Let me see that 1,500. Big bucks now. 1,500 and stop.
Stop at $250. Mark, 250, Janice, 0, and Christina, 1,300, you have first place, you have the advantage, and we're coming right back after these words for a whole new round of Press Your Luck. This doesn't look like dollars, but these are dollars. Their questions become answers, become spins, become bucks, right?
Right.
Here we go. According to the National Institute of Health, you begin to jeopardize your health when you become 10%, 20%, or 30% overweight. Mark.
10%.
Is it 10, 20, or 30, Christina?
I'd say 30.
All right, what would you say, Janice?
30.
It begins to be bad for your health when you become 20% overweight. We're going to send this into oblivion. Didn't go that far, did it? Okay. This could help if you're overweight. Health Magazine tells us this citrus juice actually can depress your appetite. What juice is it, Mark?
Grapefruit.
Is it grapefruit, tangerine, or orange, Christina?
Grapefruit.
What do you think it is,
Janice? Grapefruit.
You can really depress your appetite by drinking grapefruit juice. Christina, spin. Janice, spin. Mark, three. Think fast. How many ex-American presidents are still living? Christina.
Four.
Is it four, three, or five, Janice?
Three.
All right, what do you think, Mark?
Three.
There are three living ex-presidents, Nixon, Ford, and Carter. Janice to two, Mark to four. Is there one hiding out somewhere, Christina? Here's an easy press your luck food question. A scallion is another name for a type of, Christina?
Onion.
For a type of what? Is it onion, pepper, or fish, Janice?
Onion.
Onion. What do you think it is, Mark?
Onion.
A scallion is a little green onion. And Christina goes to four, Janice to three, Mark to five, and it's big bucks. So come on back. We're going to have some big bucks. Pockets, because we got a lot of bucks up there. $100,000 in prizes and goodies. Stay away from the whammy. Each had a taste of a whammy. That's enough, right? What you want to do is take a taste of one of our great trips. Want to hear about one?
Yes.
Rod, lay it on us.
Okay, Peter. A Polynesian holiday awaits one of today's players because they could be flying off to that land of enchantment in the South Pacific, Tahiti, to enjoy the crystal clear waters and the beautiful snow-white beaches. Truly a paradise on Earth and a trip worth over $3,000.
Woo-hoo! Tahiti. Sounds good to me. Sound pretty good to you? I would think so. Christina, you play last with $1,300. You earned it. And Janice, the champ, you're first with $0 and three spins. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's get some bucks.
Come on, whammy, whammy, stay away. Come back another day. Come on, big bucks, stop.
Stop at $1,000 and a spin. Second place, 33 spins, press or pass.
I go. Come on, big bucks, no whammy, stop.
Stop at Paris. That's a nice trip worth $2,518. 35-18, first place, two spins. Janice?
I'm going to go, Peter. Okay. Come on, big whoop. Come on, big butts, no whammies. Come on, stop.
Stop at $600. You're so excited, you forgot what big bucks was. 41-18, first place, one spin.
I'm going to go, Peter.
Okay.
Come on, big bucks, come on, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at 800 more. 49-18, you're in first place now. Let's see what Mark can do with five spins.
Hey, I'm ready, Peter. I'm ready to travel. Show me a trip. Show me a big trip here now. Stop.
Stop at $800. Right. That's $1,050. Third place, four spins, Mark.
Okay, looking for those big bucks. Where are the big bucks? Come on now, $5,000 in spins.
Stop at Rio de Janeiro. That trip is worth $2,800. You're up to 38.50. Right. Second place, three spins. Here we go.
You bet. Let's go now. Where's those big bucks? Show me the big bucks. Come on now. Stop.
Stop at 1,500 and a spin. First place, 53.50. Three spins, about 400 more than Janice. Here we go.
You bet. Let's go now. Come on. No whammies. Big bucks. Come on now. 5,000 and stop.
Stop at big bucks. 3,000 and a spin, Mark. 83.50, still have three spins. You're in first place. All by about $2,400.
Yeah.
More than, $3,400.
Here we go, Peter.
34, here we go.
Come on now, keep it up. No whammies. Show me another trip to spend those big bucks on. Come on now, stop.
Stop. Qualify as a trip to England. Mark, he left you with two spins. What do you think?
Right. I gotta go.
Peter. All right, let's make some more money.
Go. I need some bucks and a spin. Big bucks and a spin now. Come on, stop.
Stop at 750 and a spin.
Yeah.
Third place, still have your two spins.
Gonna go.
All right.
Come on now, big bucks. Let's go. Let's see those big bucks. Come on. Stop
at $1,250, 2,000. Second place, one spin, 29.18, less than Janice.
Gotta go, Peter.
Okay.
Let's go. I want to see big bucks and a spin. Come on now, big bucks and more spins. Come on, no whammies, and stop.
Stop on a motorbike. Mark, that motorbike has a value of $1,448. You're $3,448. Second place. It's up to Christina with $1,300 and four spins.
All
you up for it, Christina?
Go for it.
All right.
Big bucks, please. No whammy, stay away. Stop.
Stop at $1,400.
Yeah.
That's
$2,700. All right.
Third place, three spins, Christina.
Yeah, I'm going for it. Gotta go. Gotta go for the mega bucks. Give me the big money. Our trip to Paris. Stop.
Stop at $2,000. $4,700. You're moving up on Janice, about 218 less than. She has, and you're in second place. Two spins.
I'm going for it.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going for it. Come on, I need big money. I want big bucks. Big bucks. 5,000 and a spin. I will take it. Please, stop.
Stop at 750 and a spin. Okay. You are in first place with $5,450. Two spins, about 500 more than Janice.
Going for
here
it.
We go.
Trusting my luck. Come on, luck. I need luck. I need money, money, money.
You got dancing feet, huh, Christina?
Dancing feet.
Well, he left you with a spin. Here's the situation.
Yeah.
Janice has 49.18. You have no dollars, one spin. There are amounts up on that board that are in excess of 49.18. One spin could do it for you. Or you can pass it to Janice, obviously. If she whammied, then Mark would be your best friend. What's your pleasure, Christina?
How much more do I have, Janice?
Janice has 4,918 more than you.
4,000 more.
You are in third place. Lay on. Here we go. Christina, Janice, big spin. Let's see what
I need big bucks, 5,000 and a spin. I can use you right now. Please, give it to me, baby. Stop.
Stop at $1,250. It is not enough. And Janice, once again, you're the champ. $4,918. And we'll come back and talk to you after these words.
Okay, Peter, Janice, get this. You want a Paris holiday for you and your guests. Fly around from coach from Los Angeles to France for a six-night stay at a lovely hotel in the heart of Paris. Enjoy continental breakfast daily, cruise on the Seine. Explore one of the most beautiful cities in the entire world. That prize totals $2,518. Combined with the $2,400 in cash you won today and the $12,150 in cash and prizes that you won previously, that gives you a grand total, Janice, of $17,068. Congratulations.
All right, Janice, $17,068. We're going to see you on Monday. You're going to have another shot at us.
Okay, Peter.
And Christina and Mark, we've got some nice prizes for you. I thank you for being with us. All
right? Thank you, Peter.
Before we leave, I have a little poem from Poet's Corner here. This one's from Brenda Brinzer of Columbus, Ohio. Press Your Luck is for all ages, but those whammies send us all into rages. They creep up on you slow and sure. Time they're done, you're certainly poor. My darling 8-month-old loves the show. She loves the noise when those whammies make a no-no. I'd love to see Peter play the game, just to see if he'd feel the same as those poor contestants feel when those whammies give them a raw deal. Let's put Peter in a contestant's seat, just to see who gets beat. No way. Before we leave, I want to remind you all, you know what Monday is. Do you know what Monday is?
Yeah.
Home player game starts Monday. Big day on Press Your Luck, so tune in. Until then, this is Peter DeMarco saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
GSN. World Series of Blackjack returns. It's season two with twice the jackpot and double the drama.
And that's how I roll.
Who will beat the odds and become the next Blackjack champion? World Series of Blackjack, Friday at 10, part of Casino Night on GSN.